The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Glenn Friedman. How are you, Glenn?
Hi, Robert. Pleased to see you today.
And Glenn is the co-CEO of PragerMatis. It's the 10th largest international accounting firm. So let's just talk about what the business of PragerMatis really stands for and what you do.
Well, we're at its core, we're a traditional accounting firm. And then off that accounting firm, we have what I call bolt-ons, or what possibly others call aggregation. We have a wealth management group, we have a consulting group, an advisory group, we have an IT company, and in scope, we're international. We have an office in the UK that's been there since 1967, we have an office in LA, and we have an international alliance all over the world.
And what's really interesting, what you're going to be listening to, is a story of how someone built, really from scratch, an organization by putting different pieces together. So how many times have you gone through mergers in your career?
Well, I've lost count, but somewhere between 40 to 50.
40 to 50. How do you do a merger?
Well, it does become somewhat organized, and we do them similar but different each time. First, you assemble a team. In the beginning, certainly the team was limited to perhaps myself, but you can't do it alone, and the more you do, the bigger the team needs to be. And that's everything from a transition team to an acquisition team to attorneys that you that have come to know you intimately and you can rely on. And then you need the indulgence of your partners, because each time you do this, you're really putting stress on the organization, and you're really calling upon your partners to be understanding and to see the long-term vision.
Well, how do you really get people who are entrepreneurs, and how do you convince to bring them in, bring their practice in to grow?
Well, some of that is brought on by the competition of the marketplace. Some of it is brought on by the aging in our profession. Some of it is just brought on because there are other people out there that have a vision, and they can buy into your vision, and frankly, they develop a comfort and a trust with you. And the initial meeting is so important, and I have a partner that has done this over and over with me, and we always say we're a great first date. It's so important, that date, that initial contact. A person has to really feel comfortable to turn something over to you that they've spent their life building, and you have to really respect that.
So you're looking for truth.
Truth and trust.
So when you're interviewing someone, is there any one thing, any one practice that you do where you know that you could trust the person? Any questions you ask, any things you look for? Because we have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in now, and they're looking to hire people all the time and bring them into a practice.
So you have to go with your instincts, and we haven't always succeeded. There have been some missteps along the way. And we always, during those moments of misstep, you sit and wonder, what were the questions you missed? Or what was it in the conversation you didn't, grab onto and say, hey, this is really not for us. Until you're married, you're not married. And until you're with somebody, you really don't know those people. And so you can do all the due diligence. We're numbers people. That's what we do. But in the end, it's really about people. And if it's going to work, frankly, it's going to work on a handshake. And in the old days, it used to be a handshake. Today, it's not a handshake.
So you talked about mistakes. Give me an example. Like, what's a mistake that happened and And what did you learn from going through the experience?
Well, when it comes to the merger and acquisition side, you learn that everybody believes they're a team player, but it really is a definition of what a team player is. Folks will get in here, and you know what? They all have good intentions, and they're all good people at their core. But their idea of what the team is and our idea of what the team is could wind up being at odds.
Well, how would you define? This is people want to know. How do you define a team player?
Okay, so when you're dealing with entrepreneurs and people that have been used to running their own show, and they come in to a team, it's very hard for them to adjust. And I can't, you know, overstate how important it is for them to understand that a team is made up of positions, and everybody has their position. Everybody's important. And I frankly don't believe that just because I may be the co-CEO of this organization, that I need to be the highest compensated person in this organization. But at the same time, it's a pyramid. And you need to understand that you're going to have input after you join the firm, but you're no longer at the top of that pyramid.
Well, you just said something brilliant, which is that everyone has a position. And in baseball, if you try to get the first baseman, and let's say it's the top first baseman, you know, or you get Bryce Harper and say, oh, I want you to pitch. Well, he's not going to perform well because that's out of position.
Correct.
And that's a great thing to look for.
Correct. And when you're looking for mergers, you look for position players. You look for what your weaknesses are. You look to enhance those weaknesses. It's just like sports. I've learned so much from sport and from art when it comes to running an organization. And I think I didn't really start to enjoy or appreciate sport until I was able to equate it to what I enjoyed so much, which is building an organization.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Glenn Friedman, who is the co-CEO of PragerMedis, which is a top 10 international accounting firm. And we're really talking about how you build organically and then build through acquisition other companies.
Correct.
So what would you say PragerMedis is best known for? I know obviously you guys are great at mergers and acquisitions. You're experts at that. Are there any other practices that you have that you feel you have a unique, very strong value proposition?
Well, we're fairly diversified. We have a wealth management group. We have a family office. We have trust and estate group. Our geography is like no other firm our size. We span from the UK to LA, and we are looking for an acquisition, for instance, in the Miami area.
We have listeners there.
There you go. Call into this show. So for us, and the way we differentiate ourselves, I mean, think about a bank. It's very hard to differentiate yourself if you're a bank. Well, it's not that easy for an accounting firm either. But for us, we believe that LA is a portal to Asia. We believe that the UK is a portal to the rest of Europe and to the Middle East. And we're looking for Miami to be a portal to South America. We're not looking to be in every sort of, you know, hamlet in the United States.
So actually, this is an example of being a highly leveraged firm where every move you make is really strategic. If you're not the biggest player in the world, then every place you go has to have additional access and leverage.
It does, although technology today has sort of changed the game a little bit. You know, it brings us all a lot closer. Real estate isn't as important. We're trying to learn from people that have greater resources and may not always be working in the same city together. And that's new to our profession. In the service industry, there's probably more offshoring today than people really know or understand, and that's certainly new to our industry. So it's a changing time, and it's a very interesting time.
Okay, let's talk about the whole accounting field. How do you see accounting changing in today's environment where so many accounting firms are becoming consulting firms?
Well, there's massive consolidation. I always thought it was consolidating 25 years ago. Today, it's still consolidating. You see a lot of moves at the top, a lot of consolidation at the top. You see, you know, top 50 firms becoming top 30 firms. We have an aging population. They say that the top 70% of our profession will be ready for retirement over the next 12 years.
Seriously, you're saying the whole accounting profession is going to be retiring soon?
Eligible for retirement. People are working longer, but I would say this, that I think, and I don't want to get into national issues, but I think there's a national issue when you have that many people in a profession that'll be at retirement age, and not a lot of people coming into the profession. I think it's a great place for a young person with an aptitude. Now, as far as consulting services, most firms are growing in the consulting area. I think something like 90% of the growth is really in non-traditional accounting firm services.
We're about to take a break. We're with Glenn Friedman, and we're hearing about the growth of accounting. When we come back, you're going to hear a fascinating insight on art and what you could learn from art for your business. Back.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Glenn Friedman, who is the co-CEO of PragerMatis, which is a top 10 international accounting firm. And I want to shift for a second. We're talking about business. We're talking about how accounting is growing. But you and I have spoken in the past. You've told me about an insight. I know you're very interested in the arts. And you were telling me about your wife and painting. Just share that insight and how that relates to business.
Right. So when I enjoy the arts, which I do from an aesthetic standpoint, I also think about how it applies to what I do. And I honestly do believe that what I do is an art and not a science. And I believe leadership is an art and not a science. So when I've been married for a fairly long time, and my wife is an artist, and what she taught me through her medium is that she likes to paint in oil. And one day I said, why do you like painting in oil so much? And she said, well, when you paint in acrylic, it dries almost instantaneously, and you can't work it. But when you paint in oil, you can move it around on the canvas. It takes a long time to dry. You can work it until you get it right. And I thought to myself, boy, that's real interesting. And from that day on, I really looked at our firm as an oil painting and not as an acrylic painting.
That is fantastic. So any of you listen in, think about these analogies. Look at your firm as an oil painting. So how is that manifesting itself here? We're sitting down, in full disclosure, in the New York office, which is right across from Madison Square Garden. How does that manifest itself in your organization, being an oil painting?
Well, it means we're always evolving. So I can give you an example. About 3 or 4 months ago, one of our partners came to me and he said, you know, my wife's family's from South Carolina. I'm really looking for a change of lifestyle. How would you feel if I moved to South Carolina? And I think in most environments, maybe that wouldn't work. And most firms would be like, well, you know, we'll see you around. I sat back and I said, look, how does that live within our changing world with the technology in the world? And I said, you know what? I want you to go and do this. And what I'm going to do is I want to create a managing partner in charge of remote officing, or our virtual office.
A managing partner involved in charge of the virtual office.
Correct.
Fascinating.
And I said, what I want you to do is I want you to start taking notes from the day I say go on the technological challenges you've had, on the staffing challenges you've had, on the client challenges you've had, and then we're going to come back together and we're going to figure out ways that we can educate and teach the future people that are going to come to us and say, we don't want to be across from Madison Square Garden anymore, because I believe the future is virtual, and we're going to be faced with those kinds of decisions repeatedly, not just once. So instead of just dismissing his request, I tried to look at it in an ever-changing environment, just like that oil painting.
Boy, what a great example. What other leadership philosophies do you have that have helped you through your career?
Well, I mean, one is trust, right?
Okay, but everyone says trust. It just becomes a platitude. Glenn, how do you really, what do you have to do on my side to build trust, and what do you have to do on your side to accept trust? How does that really work?
I think you have to be even and fair with everybody. You can't have favorites and you can't have favoritism. And people have to know that you're going to be a straight shooter with them. And when you say something, you mean it. And they don't always have to like it. And they don't always have to like you. The best compliment I've ever been paid is when a partner said to me, we don't always like you, but we always trust you.
Wow, that's great. Listen to that. All of you listening in, being trusted, significantly more important than being liked. And that's one of the key tenets of being a great CEO. Okay, so talk more about your leadership philosophy. What is your vision for the firm? Now you're already at the point where you've grown to a pretty significant size, but you still could grow a lot more. What is your vision for the firm?
Well, I mean, I've recently changed my own work habits. Okay, for instance, I always believed that you have to lead with your feet and you have to manage with your feet. And when I was in charge of just one location or one office, that was easy, right? I got up out of my desk, I walked around, I talked to everybody in the organization, I took everybody to lunch, and trust me, you learn a lot more from the team than you do from your partners. Okay, so today with 8 offices, what I've really tried to re-educate myself and realign myself to understanding is that I can no longer just walk around one office. So my new schedule is, and my commitment is, to getting out to each office on a weekly basis.
It's not easy, though, doing that.
It's not easy, and frankly, the older you get, the harder it gets.
I remember I was interviewing Bill Marriott, and I said, you know, what do you do? He said the same thing. Maybe he learned from you. Who knows? But I said, you have 1,900 real CEOs in 1,900 properties. He says, I visit them all the time. And I said, how do you know when it's when someone's really good, like CEO of the property? He says, oh, I look for their eyes. I ask them to give a workshop, and when they're looking down at the name badge of all their employees, I know they don't know their employees.
That's great. That's a great story.
Yeah.
Look, one of the most troubling thing to me is that you do get to a place where there are so many employees that I can't really know them the way I used to know them. And that's just a reality. You know, I really want young people to understand, and I don't think they grasp it, that I didn't just start here, and our other partners didn't just start here. You know, we grew to be here, and they have those opportunities too. And so part of my day is to really try to get young people to understand that, frankly, the American dream is alive and kicking, and if you just grab that ring, you can achieve. And it's here, because I can't live forever, and they should understand that. The next me or the next partner in charge of audit or tax needs to come from them. Just the math. I mean, they're accountants. You age out.
And you actually, so this is a really important point. We have about a minute and a half left. So I want to ask you about the future. You said that accounting, you know, we're going to, society is going to have not enough accountants in the future. What more do you say to young people to inspire them who are interested in accounting about the career in accounting and what it really takes to succeed? Wherever they go.
Look, I think it's the same thing in every career. It takes work, hard work, and it takes commitment. And I think that if people are willing to put themselves out there and take some risk, you know, no risk, no reward, that they can really succeed. I do believe that along the way there are people that really want to help you. And I want to be one of those people. I'm a change agent.
That's great. So what we've been hearing, we've been speaking with Glenn Friedman, who is the co-CEO of PragerMatis, and we've learned that, one, treat your organization like an oil painting, because that dries slowly and you could morph it. Two, when you're thinking about teamwork, think about everyone has a different position and they have to know it. Three, when you're expanding your business, be strategic, like they're focusing on Miami because of the leverage there. Any final words of inspiration to entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I would say encourage everybody around you to challenge you. And I would add that my partners are, you know, they're not shrinking violets. I'm not a shrinking violet. And every time we're together and everything we work on together, because of the challenges, comes out the other end much stronger.
Well, great having you on the CEO show, Glenn.
Thank you, Robert.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Robert Rees and Albert Rees on the Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Ron Losby. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing great, Robert.
And Ron is the president of Steinway & Sons of the Americas. Steinway is perhaps the most venerable name, certainly in your industry, but in almost any industry. What does the uniqueness of the Steinway brand really mean to you as president?
Well, I think it's legacy, and as you mentioned, its venerability is something that we cherish and that we try to cultivate continuously, because we don't expect it to remain the same year after year unless it is in fact cultivated. I've often been envious of other organizations who have relatively new brands, and there's not a level of expectation as great as there is with an older brand that you have to live up to before you ever even meet your potential customers. And we're always looking in the rearview mirror to our competitors to see what they are doing as well. But the level of expectation that a customer has about Steinway, because it's so well known, is at some certain points daunting, frankly.
Thinking about your customers, Ron, I'm guessing you segment them into a couple of different categories. The concert pianists, the ones we see on television all the time. Talk to us about your different customer segments.
We have essentially three different groups of customers, and perhaps the most visible is really the smallest group, and that is the professional instrumentalists, the Billy Joels of the world, the Vladimir Horowitzes, mm-hmm. the Long Longs. They're very important to our company, and we're honored that they play the Steinway, because we don't pay them to play the Steinway piano. They do this freely and choose it as the best instrument to project their art. But they're a relatively small group. The next largest group of instrumentalists that we have that use our pianos are institutions, what we call institutional users, higher education, K-12, houses of worship. These particular organizations are approached differently by our company because we know where they are, we know what they use. If they're in the education business or the performance business, they have to have a piano of some sort. So the programs we use to address this very important segment of our business are quite different than the ones that we use to address the professional or the piano teacher. And of course, the final and largest group will be what I call the hobbyist. And these are individuals, perhaps like you and I, that maybe we took the piano, maybe we want it for our children to learn how to play the instrument, maybe we just want a beautiful piece of architecture in our home. They're not going to change their life specifically because of the piano, but they want it because it is something that represents longevity, it represents a great financial investment, and there's other key performance indicators, if you will, that sort of activate in this customer segment that's very different from the other two.
So when you think about relating with the three and the customer experience you're trying to achieve through Steinway, how do you approach them, the three of them, differently? You hit on a little bit.
Well, they are quite different. And I would say that the hobbyist group or the great listener is more aspirational. They're buying into more of a lifestyle, a Steinway lifestyle, if you will. We have Steinway societies around the country, and these are individuals that want to be a part of something that is cultural, that is important, that may be somewhat eleemosynary, depending upon the Steinway society that they're involved in, but they buy into a lifestyle and an aspiration of what Steinway means. And what it means is excellence. Steinway is really the epitome of a musical instrument at its finest, and it's always evolving, it's always being improved, but it is something that signifies excellence. The institutional users, these are tools. These are tools that they teach on. They teach composition, they teach voice, they teach solfege. It's something that is just part of the educational process, and they look upon it very differently than one of the aspirational users or the professional. The professional user is absolutely a tool to make their living. It is like a palette of color, a canvas, where they can create their art, and is extremely crucial to their life and to their life's work and also to their financial well-being. To have an instrument that's going to express what they want to express, regardless of the genre, musically speaking, and will hopefully keep them employed, if you will, in the performance arena for many years to come.
So you have obviously a very clear grasp of what each of your different segments looks for. How do you receive feedback from them regarding the experience they have with your products?
Well, we do a lot of post-sale contact with a customer. That is extremely important for us, because I think a company like Steinway, we could be somewhat arrogant. We could be a company that sort of rests on its 162-year legacy and reputation. And for the next decade or so, that might serve us okay. But in the reality of this world, bad news travels pretty quickly. And a bad customer experience because of electronic media, it can go viral, as we all know, very fast. So it's extremely important for us to make certain that every one of our customers is satisfied with their purchase. And I even do that personally. I call many of them myself just to get the feedback of how did we deliver the piano? Was your experience before you ever got into our show, one of our showrooms, was it what you expected to be through the internet? You know, how did our representative come to answer all of your questions and treat you in a manner that you thought was appropriate? All of these aspects, not one of them can be deficient. They all have to be beyond a customer's expectation.
When you talk about the internet, you have a product that is not considered high-tech product, even though it has significantly high-tech involved. How do you use the internet to reach new types of customers and create a new customer experience for them?
I think above all the things in my 28 years with Steinway, the largest sea change that we've had has been the internet, because we're a very small company, both in terms of volume and the number of pianos and the customers that we look for every year. What the internet has done for us, if we do it right, and we're constantly evolving our internet strategy and looking for ways to improve it, but it has allowed us to be everywhere at once. Anyone who has a computer can come on and find out more about Steinway & Sons. 30 years ago, we used to have to run ads in magazines, on TV, on the radio, you know, sort of the old traditional media. And as a small company, you could not do that unless you received some sort of a return within a reasonable period of time. The internet is our virtual showroom. And what this is supposed to do is to educate the customer, is to enable a customer to aspire, if they're part of that hobbyist group, as to why they should be purchasing an instrument or considering purchasing a Steinway instrument. And it also has a tremendous amount of information on our institutional customers. So those particular segments of our customer base, they all find something that's relevant to them.
I want to interrupt you on that, because I know that you were one of the largest online sellers of classical CDs. How does something like that fit into your strategy?
Well, it's a very important key component of it, and you're right, through our subsidiary of archivemusic.com and also our Steinway & Sons record label. These individuals that are purchasing classical CDs, because that is what this company is all about, are six times more likely to purchase a piano and a Steinway piano than those who do not purchase classical CDs. So we have, if you will, sort of an embedded list of consistent users of the CDs that are classically oriented, and we do reach out to them on a regular basis, but in a very thoughtful way. We don't overuse it. We don't bombard these individuals. It's something that they almost have to ask us if they want more information, but we will send them various e-publications that we have that will require and contain, I should say, information that is important to that particular user.
You've used the word legacy. I've not heard the word luxury. I've often associated Steinway with the term luxury, almost as Rolls Royces to automobiles. Talk about legacy and how legacy influences the way you interact with your customers.
Well, the legacy of the Steinway, I think, is well known. I mean, we are a company that started out building pianos in 1853, and here it is, 2015, and we're still building pianos. We have stuck with our knitting, if you will, and perfecting what we do over time. And I think that's one of the key ingredients that has enabled our success going forward through recessions and world wars and depressions and cultural changes. Steinway has remained sort of the stalwart. Yes, our sales may go up and down a bit, but we have retained what I call, you know, our legacy and our integrity to what we are and what the Steinway brand is. We can never forget who we are or what we are, and we need to always improve who and what we are. And looking back gives us, I believe, a window into the future.
We have about 30 seconds before break, but I just wanted to ask you, you are one of the companies that still manufactures in the U.S. How do you do that? Well, it seems more expensive.
We're very proud about that, and we manufacture right here in New York City and have since 1853. And I'm proud to say that we are competitive, that we're able to ship these instruments all over the world. And the importance of being in a place like New York is that it is a labor pool that draws from all over the world. And one of the key successes of Steinway & Sons is that these waves of German immigrants that started our company, and then the Irish and the Italian and now the Puerto Rican, etc., they're all coming here, and we have this great labor pool where people want to work with their hands, and so we are able to access this pool.
We're speaking with Ron Losby, president of Steinway, back in a few.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Ron Losby, who's the president of Steinway & Sons. And earlier in the show, you spoke about the cost and the value of a piano. Now, it seems to me that the number one reason why most people wouldn't buy a Steinway is because of the cost, but you've already told me that that's not the case at all.
Well, you might be surprised, as many are, that really a very prominent reason why an individual doesn't select a Steinway is not because they cannot afford it. It's because they cannot justify it based upon their own personal skill level at playing the piano. And this is why various attributes of a Steinway piano are universal, whether you play or not. We can all listen to the beauty of a Steinway. But certain aspects, such as the financial aspect of it, where it actually goes up in value year after year after year, is something that can appeal to virtually anyone. And also, the legacy within the home is a really important aspect of a Steinway, because of all the things one has, whether you've got a beautiful table and you've got furniture and clothing and things on the walls, the one thing that will always remain the same is that piano. The piano, you may change everything in the room, but that piano will be handed down generation after generation. And that is what people are buying into when they think of a Steinway piano, is this sort of transgenerational piece of legacy that is in their own living room.
When people come, they come to you looking to work for Steinway, they come in to create a Steinway, do they come because of the brand, because of the legacy that exists, or do you actually find yourselves having to go out there and recruit these experts in making pianos?
Well, there's not a lot of experts that make pianos these days. Fortunately, we have the lion's share of them right here in New York City. However, we do attract people who like to work with their hands. They may end up being a master tone regulator in 20 years, and they may not. But these individuals who want to work with their hands, who like putting things together, have an opportunity at Steinway & Sons to have a career path that is very different than if you're a financial guy or a computer technologist or whatever, but you like working in this environment where you create something. One of the great legacies of Steinway, I believe, is that most of our workers and the people that haven't yet started working for us know what we do and what we are. And they know that it's not a table that they're producing. It's something that has an impact on the human condition.
And how connected are they to the customer experience across the three different customers you described earlier, these folks that are down making the pianos?
Well, actually, they're quite connected, because right here in New York, we have factory tours that bring various individuals through hundreds and hundreds per year. And it's interesting to see these potential customers or actual customers come in, see how a Steinway piano is made, and how our workers interact with them. Because there is this enormous pride, as I was just mentioning, and the questions they get from the customers that come through, there is an interaction there that is really heartwarming, frankly, because when you walk in to something that is 150 years old, which is our factory out there, and you see how this instrument is put together, and it's put together by people, then it really changes the landscape of when you see a Steinway piano, what is behind it.
And how do you create and maintain the culture of, you know, taking away from the individual who may have thought of himself or herself as a great piano maker in their own right to now being part of Steinway? How do you convince them or convey to them they're now part of a legacy?
Well, I think they all know that they're part of a greater whole. But, you know, we have some of our artists, if you will, that have you know, well-deserved personalities, let me put it to you that way. They are very much an artist, just like someone who plays the piano. And frankly, we don't mind the fact that a master tone regulator will be interviewed on perhaps radio shows or TV shows or How It's Made, which just happens all the time, fortunately, at Steinway, because these are true craftsmen, true artists, and they should be recognized. But I think they all believe and know that they're part of this whole. It's all about the piano.
Taking back a little different course, back to the Internet, what do you learn from the Internet in your outreach to your various customers? What do you learn from that?
Well, we're still learning, but one thing that is interesting is we have about 3 years ago set up what we call an Internet concierge. And what this individual does is only works with Internet inquiries. And we've learned that they want a response immediately. So we have, you know, you can talk to a person virtually 24 hours a day. We have certain protocols where we respond depending upon where they come into our website. If they come into I Just Find the Dealer, if they want to come in through our Crown Jewel Collection or Art Case Instruments or the Institutional Portal, we have a different response protocol for each one of these entrances, and we're constantly trying to refine it. But one thing is true is that they want it quick, it needs to be short, it needs to be personalized, and it needs to be accurate in the sense of, this may sound like something that's very basic, but the English language needs to be perfect. You don't type in something and have a misspelled word or have anything that is untoward, because that is really a flag that says this is the kind of experience you're going to have if somebody misspells the word weather or whatever it might be. So it's very important, quick, informative, and asking them for more to reach out to you.
And thinking about the hobbyists, I think you describe it as your greatest opportunity to reach out. How are you leveraging the Internet to reach that particular segment?
Different content. And different. They come in through different portals generally. I mean, they're usually much more interested in a specific type of piano and tell me more about, you know, what are our various models and what is the differences between them. That they want more information and more education. But they also want to be a part of the lifestyle. So we have a lot of lifestyle activities, if you will, on the Internet website, which we believe that they click on very frequently, whether it's Paul McCartney playing at Steinway Hall, or it is Long Long getting playing at the Grammys last week. So these are individuals that like to be associated with those types of names.
Just, I'm interested. The hobbyist group is just fascinating to me. It seems like there's a great variety out there. You've got a young generation coming up of hobbyists. Do you approach them any differently?
In terms of reaching out to them, yes, because now we're, you know, on a mobile platform, which I think is very important for our Internet strategy. And trying to make the piano relevant while preserving its legacy is extremely important. And there are certain aspects of electronic appurtenances that make a Steinway piano much more relevant to the millennials or a younger generation, in that you can have you can put a MIDI strip in a Steinway piano, connect, you know, your GarageBand Apple computer to it, and suddenly you have a music studio that would have taken up an entire room 15 years ago. So being able to have things that make the piano more relevant to their needs is extremely important. So technology within the piano is an area of our company that we are just beginning to really get serious about, and it will change the relevance of a Steinway piano for many customer groups that don't play the piano well.
And how did you learn of that demand?
By talking with various individuals. Berklee College of Music, a great example of it.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds left. You've spoken about excellence. You've spoken about pride. What is the future of Steinway? If you and I were to sit down 50 years from now, what would you hope?
Well, I think that the Steinway piano is going to be very similar to what it was in the home 100 years ago, and that's going to be the center of the home, but it's going to be technology that makes it the center of the home. It'll be an entertainment portal. It'll also be a portal to connect like-minded users throughout the world.
Great having you on the show, Ron.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.